This week, we've been featuring a series of pieces from our archives featuring our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward. To get in the spirit of Halloween, we've chosen a piece that will spook you with some gruesome hits and some ghoulish trends of rock music past.
Forever, my darling, my love will be true. Always and forever, I'll love just you.
On Christmas Eve 1955, a young black singer who was one of the fastest rising stars in the rhythm and blues world died backstage at a show in Houston, Texas. His name was Johnny Ace, and his death, officially called a suicide, but unofficially rumors still fly, began one of the most bizarre eras of rock and roll history. Almost before his heart stopped beating, his song, Pledging My Love, shot to the top of the charts, and a cult formed around his memory. 9 months later, actor James Dean died, and another death cult sprung up. For some time, teenagers had been slurping up comic books like Tales from the Crypt, in which slicing and dicing people was pretty commonplace. But in 1955, with all of this death around, the comics were banned for fear of their effect on impressionable kids. So the kids turned to the only outlet they had left, rock and roll.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, transfusion. I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud.
Nervous Norvus was a truck driver in his 40s when he recorded Transfusion in Nashville in 1956, but he found himself in the rarefied company of the best teenage idols when he found his record banned by every radio station in the country, making it the hottest under-the-counter hit in some time. Transfusion was funny, but in 1958, a different kind of record started to appear.
The night was black, rain falling down. Look for my baby. She's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Phrase she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed the same. I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep.
Jody Reynolds' girlfriend hasn't, as it turns out, committed herself to the endless sleep, and he saves her. But the song is manipulative, gruesome, and filled with the sort of overamped emotion teenagers love. It went straight into the top 10. The censors moved a little faster, though, when John Zacherle, who had a late-night horror movie show on Philadelphia TV, came up with Dinner with Drac, a humorous recitation in which the notorious Count served up questionable spaghetti and various other ghoulish delights. The record got played, but not until Zacherle had recorded a considerably toned-down version. No, child psychologists were much more worried about the records that actually told credible stories, like Thomas Wayne's 1959 hit, Tragedy, or this 1960 classic.
Teen angel, teen angel. That fateful night, the car was stalled upon the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe, but you went running back. Teen angel, can you hear me? Somewhere up above, and am I still your own true love?
The vision of a girl ready to die for the singer's high school ring, which is why she went back to the car, may seem camp today, but such finely honed irony wasn't a part of the teen mindset back then, and Teen Angel's devotion was such a desirable virtue that the record shot to number one. It took a while for the professional songwriters in New York's Brill Building to discover the masochistic dream of finding the perfect love, only to have it die. The records we've just heard were all made in Nashville. But when they figured it out, they really got it right.
One day my dad said, find someone new. I
a smile and kissed me goodbye. The tears were beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. And whether he heard, I'll never know.
Leader of the Pack was another one that was too strong to stop. As further proof that teenagers understood what was happening, even though nobody else did, while various organizations tried to get the record banned, kids flocked to another record, Leader of the Laundromat by the Detergents. They could pine for death or laugh at it, either way. And, in fact, this gruesome genre of rock and roll went out with one of the most tastelessly funny records of all. Jimmy Cross describes driving back from a Beatles concert with his baby, only to have a head-on collision in the rain with the Leader of the Pack.
It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt.
I'll leave you to guess what happens next. Happy Halloween.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He's currently living and working in Germany. I'm Terry Gross.